I'm Chris Zimmer. I'm the Alaska campaign director with Rivers Without Borders. BC has some very aggressive industrial development plans for the transboundary region. We're looking at probably half a dozen major mines of concern, large open pits mine like Seabridge's Kerr Sulphurets Mitchell proposal, which would have, you look at the Shaft Creek, Galore Creek, Red Chris. There are a number of major mines, some hydro projects, road building, and power lines. And when you look at the, you know, when you look at this individually, the, you know, some of the projects are scary, like Kerr Sulphurets, because of the large tailings dams, the amount of acid mine drainage, and the potential effects downstream on Alaska's fish and water quality. So when you look individually, I think there's some scary projects here. But when you look at it in total, the pace and the scope of BC's plans ought to make us downstream here pretty nervous, because they're talking about major industrial development across a huge swath of land that is incredibly productive fish habitat, wildlife habitat, supports commercial subsistence sport fishing. So I guess the bumper sticker version here is BC is about to embark on a massive industrial development plan that could really have or create problems for fish, wildlife, and water quality on the Alaska side. And right now, there's not really enough attention in Alaska to this. You know, communication with BC, studies, just looking at what the overall effects of this could be.
How many of those projects are actually now under construction, and how many are just in the planning stages? Where are the what's the status of this, of those projects at this point?
Most of them are kind of what you call the initial stages. When you look at something like Seabridge's Kerr Sulphurets Mitchell, you know, that hasn't even gone to permitting yet. That's still in the development and planning stage. Things like Red Chris or Galore Creek are closer and have gone through some of the permitting, but none of these things are going to open up imminently. And I guess the good news here is that BC is in the kind of initial stages of this development, and there is some time to try to create a dialogue with BC and basically try to get some guarantees that whatever they do on their side of the border is not going to negatively affect us on this side of the border. So there is some time here, but you know, the mining companies are moving aggressively given the various economics here, and they're not going to sit around and wait. So I think it's really up to Alaska to step up, I think, in the near future and raise some of these issues before BC gets too far down the path here.
My name is Guy Archibald, and I'm the Mining and Clean Water Coordinator for Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. These mines have a potential to drastically impact water quality far down the Stikine River. There's examples of this happening elsewhere in British Columbia. And basically, we're just trying to raise the awareness of the size and the scope of these projects, what these companies' plan of operations are that may not even include water treatment from the tailings piles. And to raise the awareness of the folks in Petersburg so that they can also help raise the awareness at both the state and the federal levels to be at the table during the International Joint Commission meetings and eventually just let Canada be, you know, let it be known that we're going to look to enforce the Boundary Waters Treaty that will try to prevent pollution from coming over the border.